Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you are new here, thank you so much for coming in and joining us on these really good conversations. And if you're OG, hey, welcome back. I've got some more gems for you today. So we are going to start today's episode with a question. And I want you to really write this question down or come back to it, depending on what you're doing right now. How many of you listening to this particular episode are truly unhappy with certain elements of your life? Like, you don't have to say it out loud. Like, but what I want is true honesty. Are you unhappy? Or let me ask it a different way. Are there areas of your life where you are genuinely miserable? Like, genuinely miserable. For me, I can think of some times in my life where I was absolutely miserable. There was a time when I was working at a call center. And y'all, I used to wake up crying because I did not want to go to this job. And when they lost their contract and I was laid off, I felt like that was a blessing from God himself, because I was miserable, but I could not figure out what to do to get out of that misery. The misery manifested physically. My back started messing up. It was tense. I had to go to the doctor and get muscle relaxers because I was so miserable that it was manifesting into physical elements in my body. So while you kind of sit with that, and you may not come up with an answer today or tomorrow, or you may have to literally come back to this when you're in the right headspace, which is fine. I completely understand. But let's break down happiness for a moment, because when we talk about a pleasurable life, happiness is in there, right? A feeling of happiness, enjoyment, satisfaction, life satisfaction, right? Happiness is, contrary to popular belief, something that you can cultivate on the inside. And that internal happiness is a lot more sustainable than external happiness. So happiness, it's a feeling. It's a really good feeling. Like, it's a feeling of joy and excitement and giddiness and like tingly all inside, and you're smiling uncontrollably, and it just, you're radiating from the inside out. This happens by doing things that you enjoy, that bring you excitement, that make you feel good. See how I'm really like accentuating the you in this scenario? Because a lot of you out here are making decisions and moving based off of someone else, and that's why you're miserable. Now, let me preface this by saying, you know, this whole conversation, happiness is a feeling. Happiness is not something that is going to be permanent. It will come and it will go, just like anger comes and it goes, just like sadness comes and it goes, just like, you know, boredom comes and it goes. It's literally, it floats in and it floats out depending on what's going on at that particular moment in your life. However, joy, peace, and contentment are things that you can steadily hold on to even when you're having a really bad day. So, for instance, you could be really, really happy that you know, you woke up and your kids slept in. However, eventually your kids are going to wake up. Or you're, you know, you wake up and you're really, really happy because someone took the dog out and you didn't have to get up to take the dog out. But eventually you're going to have to take the dog out. However, in those moments when your kids do get up before you and don't let you sleep in, or you do have to get up and it's raining outside and take the dog out, you're still very content with your life. Like, there's still this sense of peace. It's like, I still love my life, even though I have to take this dog out in this tsunami. Okay, so I don't want you to get to a place of thinking, and I think sometimes that's where happiness just gets misconstrued, because it's like, I'm supposed to feel happy all the time. It's not going to happen like that. It's genuinely not going to happen like that. So we've talked about kind of where you are with your happiness, what happiness is. Now let's kind of talk about some reasons why you are not happy, or why you're struggling to embrace that happiness. Now, I don't know you personally, but it's safe to say that I've interacted with someone like you, or I was you. I still could be you from time to time. And I work with clients like you. And one of the highest ranking reasons why you are possibly not happy, or you can't find that happiness, is because you're looking for it outside of you. You are looking to find your happiness in your partner, or while you're dating, trying to find that perfect person, or you're looking for happiness within your kids, or you're looking for happiness within your job or your business. Those things can add to your happiness. But if you're not showing up in this world as your true, authentic self, how you want to, it's going to be really hard to sustain the happiness, because the external happiness is very fleeting. Having your own business, does it make you happy from time to time? Yes, but I'm here to tell you, it can really piss you off and put you down in the dumps and make you want to throw the whole thing away. Can having a partner make you happy from time to time? Yes, but they are also an individual person, and they are going to do what they do. They are going to maneuver how they have their own set of things that they grew up with that they have to work through, and it may not always mesh with you. So they're not always going to make you happy. Okay, your job, you can love what you do, but the people that are there, the people that you have to intermingle with, can really make it hard to enjoy and be happy with what you're doing. So see, the external is like icing, the sprinkles on your cake and your ice cream. But the cake and the ice cream is within you. And that's why it's hard to help someone find their happiness if they have no clue what they want, what they desire, or how they want to show up in this world. So there's the looking for happiness externally. There's also the tendency, which I have found time and time again to be very, very common within myself as well, the need to people please. The need to people please. The need to make sure someone else is happy above your happiness. I have a client, I shit you not, she told me that if she has to choose between her happiness and someone else's, she is always going to choose someone else's happiness, because that alleviates any guilt or shame that she feels about someone being upset or hurting their feelings. Now, we are constantly working through this, and she is actually getting better. She's getting so much better with honoring herself and the things that she wants and she needs. But that's heavy, right? I have another client who shows up in this world giving away her time and her energy. The last episode we talked about energy to other people, even though she has specifically made decisions to take back her time and her energy to do the things that she loves. But without even thinking about it, when someone comes to her and they're like, oh, do you want to do this? Even if it doesn't make her happy and she doesn't enjoy it, she says yes, because it makes them happy. Again, she is another client who is doing so much better at using her no as a full sentence and really doing the things that make her happy, make her laugh, and just make her satisfied in her life. gotta stop people pleasing. We gotta stop people pleasing. I can say that over and over again, how we have to stop people pleasing. Because you are tearing yourself up from the inside out, doing things that you don't want to do. Another reason why you possibly are unhappy is that you are doing things out of a need to prove yourself. Listen, this is very heavy, especially for us as Black women, because we have to. Right? When we go out into this world, the way that people portray us and talk about us and treat us, there is this sense of, I have to prove myself. And I get it. Again, we come from a long line of Black women saying that feeling and being told that they have to prove themselves. But there is nothing like having pockets of time where you do not care to prove yourself because you feel validated and vindicated within yourself. And I teeter back and forth on that, but I am more on the side of, I don't have to prove myself to anyone. Because when we move through this life trying to prove ourselves to other people, then it taps into that perfectionism, it taps into that imposter syndrome, and it taps into us molding ourselves into someone that we don't even know who this person is. How can I possibly be happy in this world when I look at someone in the mirror and I don't recognize who she is? Hey sis, if you are a high-achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. Like, I know she's me, but the way she's moving, I'm not understanding it because these are all things that I don't want to do. Like, I went to college because my family said that I had to. It was something I needed to do to get this job out here and make these six figures. So then you go to school and you graduate. The first one, a lot of times, a lot of us are the first to graduate from college. And then you go out here and you get this job and it's like, okay, I've got the job now. And I hate the job, but the job is bringing in the money that everyone said that I'm supposed to be bringing in. Okay. And I'm having this family that everyone said I'm supposed to have this family and get married by such and such age with the 2.5 kids and the dog and the picket fence, even though this isn't really what I wanted. I have a client who loves her son. She, loved being part of a family unit, but she felt so suffocated. She felt so suffocated, and it was not anything in her past that she saw for herself, but she altered it. And now we're working through finding a new normal for her to where she doesn't feel suffocated, where she can ask for what she wants, where she can take time away. And no one is telling her that she can't take time away, right? No one is telling her she can't take time for herself. These are all the expectations and obligations that she set in her mind based off of what it would look like to please someone else, which was her family, even when they never asked of it. Crazy, right? How we've created these constructs in our mind. And no one even told us that we had to do it. But if you've been listening, you know what I'm about to say. You know where that comes from. It is ingrained in our DNA, and it comes from a long, 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 long line of women, Black women. Right? It's a long line of already knowing that they have to prioritize outside of them and that happiness is not to come. Life is not about happiness. Living is not about happiness. Living is about surviving. And at this current moment, that's all we can focus on. But we are generations removed. And we have to start thinking from a place of, I'm doing what I need to do to thrive. I'm still moving out of survival. And that's what keeps happiness at like arm's length, is not choosing to thrive. Because sometimes choosing to thrive means doing something completely opposite to what you're already doing. But if you're too comfortable, you're not even going to reach outside that box. And that's what I push my clients to do. They are very uncomfortable with the things that I ask them to do, but I have them do it anyway, because if you're telling me that this is going to make you happy, or you would like to see if it's going to make you happy, we need to go over there and see, instead of kind of talking about if it's going to make you happy, if it's not going to make you happy, if it's going to make other people upset. Let's stop talking about it. Go over there and do it, and then come back and tell me what happened. Does that still make you happy? Is that something you want to do? So those are a few reasons possibly why, not an exhausted list, but some that I found for myself and for my clients have been one of the top reasons why there's a struggle to find a sense of happiness. How can you be happier? How can you experience happiness? Self-care, girl. Self-care is always going to be one of the answers. It doesn't matter what episode you go to, I'm probably talking about self-care. And there's the monetary ways to get self-care, and then there are the simple ways of just allowing yourself something. Allowing yourself to drink the last bit of juice. I say that in a household of people where I never get the last bit of juice. Allowing yourself to take a break from your desk. Yes, there's work to be done, but it'll still be there when you come back from your 30-minute break, your hour break from your nap. Taking a bath. Yes, it could take some time for the bath to fill up with water, but let's exercise patience, okay? And sit in the bath and enjoy yourself. Relax. Soothe. Self-nourish yourself. Okay, so self-care. Being in supportive relationships, having that support from those that you love is going to pour into your happiness. There are some relationships that have expired that you're still holding on to, and you just do not feel the feels when you're around certain people. But because there's history, because they're a family friend, because y'all work together, you hold on to these relationships, even family. There are some family members, the time has expired. You want to surround yourself with people that are going to pour into you and be there for you, not just you being there for them, always listening to them and problem solving with them and being a space for them to like dump their trash on when things are going on, but also the same for you. Like, you don't have to be the strong one, right? You want to create a circle where you do not have to be the strong one. They are asking you how you're doing just as much as you are asking them how they're doing. Okay, so create yourself a supportive circle. Do some, you know, analyze another friendship group. Maybe there are some people that can't make the cut going into this next half of the year. And pursue your goals, pursue your dreams, not just the ones that someone put on you to do. Not just the ones where someone was like, no, you should reach for this, or you should go for this, you should go for that promotion. You should, if that's not what you want to do, don't do it. Go for what you want. Go for what you want. Is it possible it could take some time? Absolutely. Don't be fooled by instant gratification. It may take some time to meet your goals and your dreams. But when you see how far you've come, and when you fall in love with the journey of reaching it, it's nothing like it. Now that's happiness. And I'm going to give y'all a bonus. Seek support. Stop trying to do this stuff by yourself. I know we glorify, I got it, I'm independent, I can do it myself. I'm not subscribing to that anymore, and I am having my clients unlearn that. We're not out here trying to do it ourselves. Seek support, whether you're seeing a therapist, whether you're going to a coach, and put me, I could be your therapist or your coach, depending on where you are. Let me know. Shameless plug, but, you know, or church members, or just someone, a community, a support group somewhere for you to safely unload. And when I say safely, I mean it from a place of when you show up as your whole ass self. There is no half step and half ass in it. Like, you are completely honest and you feel okay to divulge all the things that you've been holding inside these spaces of your body. Release. Seek support where you can release. Okay? Now, you're probably thinking, okay, Natasha, well, what is one thing that I can start doing today to get me closer to happiness or figuring out what my happiness is? Baby, I'm about to tell you something that's so cliche and you probably gonna roll your eyes, but it is the truth. Gratitude. Gratitude is going to allow you to see what you've already cultivated in your life that could be making you happy and you're just not paying attention to it. It's really easy to focus on the things that are not going well. It's so easy to feel bad. So easy. It's hard to make the decision to focus on the things that you have done right, that you have accomplished, to focus on the people that do make you feel good and don't take from you. And telling them thank you and giving them their flowers, right? It makes you content and peaceful with what you already have. And when you're in that space, y'all know so much more can flow to you. And if you're needing an example, I can give you one. So I want a bigger house. I want a bigger house because I am not in the realm of kicking my kids out early. As long as they want to be here, I want to be available for them to get on their feet. But I got boys. They gonna need more room than what we have. I want more room. There are things that I want in my house. I want a bigger yard. I want a garden. I want a couple animals, maybe some, you know, some goats, some mini pigs. Like, I have a vision of what I want, but that's going to require a bigger house. And so when I knew that I wanted a bigger house, I would always be like, oh my God, I want a bigger house. Oh my God, this house is so small. Nah, 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 nah. And I would complain and complain and complain about the house and the space. And then one day I was like, why am I constantly complaining about my house? I love my house. I love my house. This is my first house that I bought by myself. No help. I love my house. I love the color of my house. I love how big my yard is. I love the swing in the front. Like, I really love my house. And so now what I've been doing is changing elements in the house to make me love it even more so that I'm not so fixated on getting the bigger house. Will I get the bigger house? Probably later in the future. But I'm loving on my house now and I'm showing it that love. So just think of some areas in your life where you're constantly talking about you want more and more and more. I want something different. But do you appreciate what you already have, what you've already been able to cultivate and create for yourself in this current moment? So happiness, why you don't have it, why you need it, how to get it, what it is. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, I know you loved all the gems. When I replay these, I love the gems. But it's one thing to sit and listen to all of this. It's another thing to actually go and do something about it. Nothing changes unless something changes. And you are not going to be able to find your happiness just sitting where you are doing the same thing every day, hoping and praying that something's going to change. You have to actively change. It doesn't matter how small the step is. Doesn't matter if you just decide to say one thing that you're thankful for. And that's the thing. That's one action step. Let's start putting action into what we want so we can see the results and make it an informed decision based off of that information. Okay. So if you are wanting support, if you are wanting someone to walk with you on this journey as you go into your happiness and your pleasure, head over to closetfreechronicles.com/pleasure and allow me. I would love, love, love to be a part of this journey with you or point you in the right direction. Okay. I love you. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.